You're listening to the Urban Empowerment and Inspiration Station, 1680 WOKB.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your fear and sorrow, smile and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile. Time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
For over 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, produced by Michael Golden and Lynn Golden. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I would.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. This is Michael. Welcome back. Yeah, oh yeah. This is Blind and Beyond. That's right. The radio show for the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind. That's right. But we are the bridge for the sighted community. We welcome all the sighted folks to listen to our show every week to learn more about us in the blind community. The show, which, well, I can say, folks, my bride, she hates when I say it, my bride, but I can't stop. Lynn Golder sitting next to me. Welcome aboard, Lynn.
Well, thank you, Michael. It's good to be here.
And sitting next to Gary Sinclair, sitting next to my wife. Mm-hmm. Gary, say hello.
Hello, Michael. It is so good to be back.
And sitting next to, well, I should say not next to, but across from Gary, is the young man, his organization helped bring us back. And that is, his name is Kyle Johnson. Kyle Johnson, he is the director of Sustain Disabilities and the director of communication at the Lighthouse Central Florida. Kyle?
Welcome
aboard.
Kyle.
Hey, glad to be with you guys.
This show.
That's okay.
Don't break down, Michael. Don't break down.
Don't worry.
We know what's
We're
coming.
Working out the kinks.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
You back? You listening? Are you back listening in your car or in your home? We got some shout-outs before we even begin the show. But before we even begin the show, I want to say thank you, folks, for all the letters we got.
The support.
The support for coming back to the airwaves, to Blind and Beyond. Blind and Beyond, by the way, so you'll know, is a nonprofit company. And we are nonprofit for the state of Florida, and we just applied for our 501c3. So we're strictly a nonprofit. We have a board of directors, and no one owns the show now, and it's all catered, done for the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. Lynn, let's go some shout outs.
Okay, well, I have them in no particular order. Hello there, Nancy, up in Durham, North Carolina. And Rachel, up there in Atlanta, Georgia, our granddaughter Rachel. Hope you're listening, Ray. And James, who we met at the Lighthouse Central Florida. Hello, James. And Eleanor and Walter were also at the Lighthouse Central Florida. And Dave, the receptionist at Lighthouse Central Florida. I'd like to say a shout out to Marie at Wells Fargo Bank and Louise Payton, way out there in Tampa on the west coast of Florida. And did you want to do your
of
Philly
course.
People?
Of course. Oh, wait.
I just don't want to forget.
My girl,
I don't want to forget Juanita.
Juanita, yeah.
Right.
Juanita.
Okay, I'll let you do the rest. I'm sure you have a list.
I gotta talk about my girl, Betty from Palmyra. Hope you listen with your son, Paul. You've been fantastic for our show. And don't forget also, Bill Dominick.
Right. There's
from
so
Philadelphia.
Many people.
There's so many people. But these are the people that have been in touch with us. Writing to us.
Anthony.
We love you. Anthony in
Calgary.
Calgary, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a couple, Michael.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, you go.
Michael, I want to give a shout out to my grandson, Braden, in Texas, and my nephew, Garrett, in North Carolina.
Today, remember these two words. We're going to talk a lot about them. First word is timing. Second word is rejection. Plays a big part, I know it plays a big part in my life. I don't know if it played a part in your life, but it should, because everybody in business, non-business, anywhere you go, it's important. Kyle, don't you think those two words are important in life?
You bet, every day. Big decisions can be made or delayed.
timing is everything. We'll talk about it more and more later in the show. But that's why we're here today. Timing was right. My doctors gave us the okay, said I was great bill of health, and we're ready to roll. And the bottom line is, and remember that I said that before, bottom line, but I have to keep on saying it because that's part of my personality.
And Michael, we got one more thing to say, and then I want to start out this just right. Don't forget, as they on the old show, this is your show. So call in and talk to us about what you want to talk about.
I'm going to give these right now the phone number to our new radio show, Blind and Beyond. The phone number here, in case you want to call in, is 407-894-1680. I'm going to say it again, 407-894-1680. That's the phone number here. And until the next few weeks, we only have two phone lines. So if you call in, try not to stay too long because we only have two lines right now. We'll have four or five lines hopefully in the next couple of weeks, but in the meantime, we have two lines. Again, the phone number, 407-894-1680. Important. When you talk about timing and why the show is now, well, doctor said okay, and Lynn and I talked about it and said, let's go back. But she said, we'll only do 2 hours because she can't do 3 hours, too much. So we're doing a two-hour radio show. We're doing a whole radio show catered and doing it for you. So I hope you'll be able to participate in our show. Hope you'll call in. And all I can say is we've got some great people here. Kyle Johnson, Gary Sinclair. If you remember, folks, he used to call himself Blind Man Gary.
Yeah. Let's introduce our board op, our producer.
Oh, yes,
our
yes,
producer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chris Shaw.
Chris, say hello to the folks, Chris.
Hey, everybody. How's everybody doing?
He's behind the window, behind the glass.
That's right. Boy, are we rude.
Yeah.
Boy,
sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
Without
he
him,
took
the
my
show
headphones.
Don't go.
I can't hear anything right now.
You want to say something?
No, not at the moment, Michael. I have to wait for my headphones.
Oh, you don't have headphones?
No, Chris is fixing them.
Oh, your phone. How about you? Do you have something to say, Kyle?
Just awfully great to be here. Awfully great for us, Lighthouse, to be associated with you guys. Also, fantastic meeting Gary, because I've heard so many great things about Gary. And now I get to work with Gary this evening. I'm just really grateful. And excited to talk about timing and rejection. I certainly have
Thank you, Kyle.
Plenty of thoughts on that.
Well, what I don't understand, and I'll never understand something that's very important to me, how I even got involved with the radio station begin with, when I first heard a statement, and the statement was, in the state of Florida alone, there's 1.5 million people in the state of Florida alone that's visually impaired, from low vision to visually impaired to blind, 1.5 million of us. And when I hear there's 1.5 million just in the state of Florida, and then I hear figures like 12 million, 14 million people in the United States. Okay, so here's the question. Where are all these people? Where are all these people? Because the point is, you've added up all the organizations, the NFB, what do you want?
Not to interrupt you, but Betty's on the line.
Oh, Betty? Yeah. Betty from Palmyra?
Wow.
I assume so.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, oh, I recognize the voice. Betty, how you doing?
Fine, and I just wanted to say I'm so thankful you're back on the air again, you and Lynn and the gang.
Thank
Wonderful.
You.
Hi, Betty. You're our first caller.
Lynn. Yes.
Wow.
You made history.
She should get some.
We're glad to hear you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, Betty.
And say hi to Paul.
Okay. Thank we'll you. Talk later.
Keep on listening.
Bye-bye.
Keep on listening. Bye. Keep on calling in. Keep on listening.
That's nice.
Sure good to hear old voices.
It is.
It really is.
So after the break, Kyle is going to talk, and
yes.
we're going to talk
I
all about
I have a question for Kyle.
Shoot.
And Michael and I have been in a controversy with Sheila, and I think.
Oh, you're pulling me into a controversy,
No, we're learning something new, I think. think.
Okay.
I was called.
Have to wait to come back. We got a break. We go to break.
Low vision.
Stay tuned for the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
This is Gary, and I am blind. I'm totally blind. Thanks to the Lighthouse of Central Florida, I've learned how to do things on my own. I go on cruises. I fly. I fly wherever I want to go. I just go to the airport, and the airlines takes care of me, and I get from A to B with no problem. I had to drop that fear, which Lighthouse taught me how to drop that fear and get out there and ask people on how to get from point A to point B. Don't be embarrassed about being blind or visually impaired. Get out there and ask others. They are more than willing to help you. Get out there and be independent with your life. Go do things as you want to do them today. Just like everybody else, I can get out there and I can cook dinners. I've learned how to cook on my own, at home, with no help. I clean my house. I can do all these things independently thanks to Lighthouse. So if you want to learn to be able to do things and be independent like me and get out on your own and live a life of a normal life, call Lighthouse. Lighthouse will help you. Trust me. The phone number to call is 407-298-2483. 407-298-2483. Call today. Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
We are back. We're back. That's right. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right. The show for you. Why don't you call in? The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Kyle Johnson.
Yes, sir.
You're on the board.
Well, well, well. Listen,
I want to hear about Lighthouse.
I still had a topic to do with Kyle.
Yep. You can ask that question, okay, too, and my favorite subject is Lighthouse, so okay. I think we'll get our bases covered today.
Well, this is probably other people say it, too. I've always said low vision, and Sheila has corrected us. The new way to say it is visually impaired. Is that, are they the same, or what?
You know, what? I see both being used liberally around, you know, so I don't get hung up on that.
So there's no wrong way of saying it.
Personally, no, I mean, not as far as I'm concerned.
So now I'm saying all three: low vision, visually impaired, and blind community.
So we're, yeah.
But one thing I want to say, when I was saying before the break, that there's 1.5 million people in the state of Florida alone that we know about. So where are all these people?
More than 50,000 in the Tri-County area.
I heard even, right? 80,000, so, as the state of Florida.
Right, so why isn't Lighthouse's waiting list 50,000 people long? It's
right,
not,
right? Right? And why? And where's all the groups? Oh, you mentioned all these groups, whether it be NFB, Gary
CLCB.
Yeah, right. And also the other groups. Oh, any group. If you had all the groups together, I bet you wouldn't even have 100,000 people with all the groups in the whole state of Florida.
Right.
So you got all these people who don't belong anywhere.
Well, first of all, we love the folks over at GOCB. Let me just give them a shout out.
Thank you.
Now, yeah, it would seem, you know, first of all, I'm a sighted person. And before I met Lighthouse, I had never met and spoken to anyone who was blind or visually impaired in my life. If you would have given me 1,000 guesses, I would have never guessed that I would end up advocating and working for and with people who are blind or visually impaired.
Stay right there. Sure. Not to interrupt, I got to tell you something.
Do it.
Most people, like myself, I've only been blind since 2008. Let's just say the doctors now tell you're blind, Well, you don't know you for yourself, but at least the doctors say you're blind. Sure. Okay. They don't tell you where to go. They don't tell you what to do. Call Lighthouse. Call this one. Call that. They don't do that. Okay? So the point is, a lot of people who are probably listening to us right now on this radio airwaves, whether you're listening on the internet or on the radio itself on 1680 or streaming at 1680, a lot of people don't know where to go. A lot of people know what to do.
Yeah. Well, they're changing that, aren't we?
That's what we're all about. That's what we're all about. But the point I'm saying, they're sitting here and they say, well, I'm blind. I can't go out. I can't do this and I can't do that. A lot of things they can't do. Mm-hmm. Well, the question is, why can't they do it? That's the key. Why can't they do it?
They're afraid, Michael.
Right. They're afraid, and also they say they're blind.
And they're embarrassed.
That's another
thing. And I said, don't be embarrassed.
Yeah.
It's not a thing to be embarrassed about.
That's why we talk about timing, because the point is, when you talk timing, timing's the time to say, I've had enough. I've had enough of just sitting here doing not that much that I can have a life. A life. Gary, you know all the places you go since you've been blind?
I do a lot of travel, and I sure do that. Kind of cruise ships.
Hey, I got a call up. Mary from Denver is on the phone line with you.
Mary from Denver.
Oh, my God, Mary.
Hello?
Hello, hey, Mary. How you doing, Mary?
Hey, Mary.
Good. Welcome back.
Hi, thank Mary.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
Welcome to Blind and Beyond.
I know. I'm glad you guys are back. When I saw her email, I was like, oh, my gosh. Wait, are they coming back? This is great.
Yes, we're back. And Mary Sheila is going to be on next week for you.
Oh, good. Good. That's great. Well,
you know who this is.
I'll be looking forward to that.
Yeah. So what are you doing in Denver, Colorado?
Freezing.
What am I doing? Well, I've been here for, you know, when you guys were doing the Blind Matters radio
I'm saying
show,
now, today, so. What are you doing? You on vacation?
Oh, what am I, do you mean today or right now?
Well,
or?
This past period of time, last week, are you going to school? You still going to school?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, great. I'm busy volunteering, and I'm taking a little bit of a break from school, but I plan to go back, and let's see, keeping out of a lot of trouble. I've been really busy, so... but life's going great.
That's wonderful. Wonderful. Glad to hear from you, Mary.
Okay, yeah. And if you guys ever would like, I'd be happy to come on as a guest for the show. So email me and let me know.
Okay. There you go.
Definitely.
Okay. We'll keep you in mind, definitely.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Mary. Listen, we also got Joe from Pompano Beach on the phone line, too.
Is that okay, Kyle? We're kind of interrupting your segment.
No.
That's okay? We're good?
This show's theirs.
There you go.
Right?
Okay. We'll get you for a while.
Joe from Pompano Beach, how you doing?
Good. I'm doing super.
Hi,
I'm
Joe.
I'm glad I welcome you back.
Thank you.
Hi to Michael, Lynn, Kyle, and Gary. And I'm just wishing this show lots of success in the future. And I'm glad to be back on the air. And I just want to say hello to everyone out there in radio land. Call in. 894-1680.
Oh, he knows the phone already.
There you go.
That's funny.
Hey, Joe, what's the weather down there?
Oh, it's about 75 degrees with a southeast wind, and the sun's out right now, so it's nice and pleasant.
Joe's our weatherman.
Joe, it's nice to hear from you, Joe. We got to go back to Kyle Johnson, but thanks for calling.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Joe.
It.
We'll talk again.
Stay cool as you always are, and I'll look forward to the rest of the show.
Bye. Okay. Catch you later, Joe.
All right, Joe.
Bye-bye.
So take care, Joe.
So, Kyle, let's hear more.
Yeah, so our previous discussion, I wanted to tell you. So the other night, what was it, Thursday night, we hosted 50, 60 people from the Mayor's Academy at the City of Orlando. These are just citizens who get involved with the city, and they once a month go check things out. So we hosted them at Lighthouse Works. Lighthouse Works is our subsidiary nonprofit business where we have real business lines doing real business for customers where we and it's a business that has a double bottom line. One, create competitive employment opportunities for people who are blind or visually impaired, because we know that roughly 7 out of 10 working age adults who are blind are unemployed or out of the labor market. So we want to create that opportunity for them. And this is not a place where you just go down and, you know, hey, go to Lighthouse Works. They'll give you something to do. This is a real job. You have to apply.
So you're hiring. Don't you tell me you're hiring?
We are. We are always looking for new talent. But the group there, we always ask when we have a big group in, how many of you know or love someone who is blind or visually impaired? You know, usually maybe one hand, two hands maybe go up, and that was the case this night as well.
And what we impressed upon them is that, you know, if I'm 38, if I went blind tomorrow, or if any of those folks in the audience went blind tomorrow, does that mean that their entire base of their life skills, their hobbies, their interests, their passions, their abilities, their intelligence, their dreams, their hopes, their ambitions is erased? No, nothing changes except for sight, except for when we reject the idea, here's our rejection term, when we reject the idea that even though I cannot see as well as others in my community, that I'm incapable. I can't do the things I used to do. Yes, you can. Lighthouse Central Florida, we're in our 40th year, 40 years, and we've been empowering lives beyond the restrictions of blindness for every one of those 40 years, and we're not going to stop. And we're in Lighthouse Central Florida here, the Vision Rehabilitation Education Support and Training Center in College Park on Orange Avenue, we're working with birth through end of life, every age group. And guess what happens in every age group? This guy who came from wealth management, who never knew a blind person in my life, guess what? I didn't, you know, I've thought about this a lot. I didn't know about blindness. So I guess you could say, even though I'm this crunchy, loving guy, that I didn't care. But see, I'm not cold-hearted. How do you care about what you don't know about? So I didn't understand what it is to be blind. I didn't understand what it is to have a blind, to be told your baby's blind. I didn't understand how to educate a blind 2-year-old so that when they go to kindergarten, they're in a regular classroom, right? They have the disposition of I can. They don't grow up saying, I can't, you see, I'm blind. You have to help me, right?
Kyle, so, pardon me to interrupt
sure.
you, but when I went blind, you snap your finger, that's why I went blind.
Mm.
I mean, I had good eyesight before you snap your fingers.
Right.
So I went from good eyesight to blindness in the pattern of boom. And the bottom line is when I went blind, my wife can tell you, we didn't know what to do. Nobody would tell us
That's
what
right.
to do. We were lucky enough to find Lighthouse, thanks to my wife right. doing research.
That's when we met Lynn Winkler.
And that's what went.
Judy Matthews, and I was
bouncing my nose off of glass doors. I didn't know how to use a cane.
That's right.
And Lighthouse was the one who showed me how to use my cane. You showed me how to use a microwave oven because now I can even use the microwave now. So
we use the bumps, the braille bumps, the
different bumps.
You don't know, you know, people said the reason why we don't have a waiting list that's 50,000 people long, and the reason why we aren't tripping over our friends and neighbors in the community who are blind or visually impaired, we always tell the community that doesn't know, would you cross Orange Avenue blind if you've not been trained to? Would you cook? What I hear, okay, I'm not blind. And I'm going to go ahead and say that I'm not smart enough to figure out what I'm about to say. I'd prefer to just say what I hear from people in the community who are blind or visually impaired. And that's that there's grieving. It's traumatic. There's a stripping away of confidence.
Anger and frustration.
Anger, thank you. Anger, frustration, denial, isolation, right? So the confidence piece is so big. How could you possibly think you could do anything after being stripped in a snap of a finger of your vision? I get that. That's why Lighthouse Central Florida is so important, because ladies and gentlemen in the audience, fans of Blindness and Beyond, we have to spread the word in this community, because someone losing their vision, that's tough enough, right? That's all, you know, that covers the suffering part.
You know, it's hard for a person that's had sight, and for that person to go through and all of a sudden go blind today, and he cannot get in his car and drive, that's a killer
yeah.
for a lot of people.
All those things. And so, but the point is, people of all ages, regardless if they can see or not, they deserve the opportunity to learn the skills and the vocabulary, to be empowered, to live lives like you, Gary, that you live the life you want, desire, and deserve.
Absolutely.
That's what Lighthouse Central Florida is about. It's not about getting by with vision loss. It's not about surviving with vision loss. Lighthouse Central Florida exists so that you thrive with vision loss.
Okay, pardon, we have a call from Mike. Where's Mike from?
Cape Coral, Florida.
Cape Coral, Florida.
Hey, Mike. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Mike.
Howdy, guys.
Hello,
hey,
Mike.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was sitting in listening to your conversation and here bringing back memories when I lost my sight going on 12 years ago, and it just stopped my world as I knew it. And had some pretty tense moments where I almost gave up everything and took my own life. But, here I am today, and, I've done more in my blind life than I ever did my whole sad life.
Yeah. Love hearing that.
I remember you saying that, Mike.
Is this the Mike that likes to fish?
Yeah.
There you go.
It's Mike Ulrich. Hi, Mike.
Yep, and he's talked to us about how much he just wanted to do himself in because he was so depressed.
That's not the first time I've heard
it. Come a long ways, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it, man. And, we just had our fifth annual blind fishing tournament here for FCB 2 weeks ago, and that's what that's all about. It's about getting people out on the water.
I've been talking about asking somebody about that. In fact, I'm going out deep sea fishing Wednesday.
Okay, we have another caller. Nice. We have another call. Mike, thank you for calling.
Thanks, Mike.
Call us again. We'll talk to you.
Call us back.
Call us back. We have Sheila, I believe, on line two.
Oh, no, Sheila's back.
We didn't shout out to Sheila either.
No.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Sheila. Hi, Sheila.
Sheila.
Wait, Sheila who?
Hey, guys, congratulations. Welcome back.
Thank you so much, Sheila.
Hey, Kyle, how are you?
Sheila, I'm doing terrific. Thank you. How are you?
I am good. I wanted to say that we are so excited that this show is on the air again. It was so helpful to so many people when it was on. And it will continue. I have faith.
Absolutely. Long term.
Thank you.
And you, in your description, you forgot when you said anger and frustration, et cetera, et cetera. You forgot depression.
Absolutely.
That's right. Important.
That's one of the biggest.
What did I forget?
Depression.
Well, depression. I was listing them off.
Yeah, it wasn't you.
Frankly, that list is a lot longer than even adding depression to it, too, and I understand that.
Right. And I want to tell you, Kyle, Fred Brown came to our meeting yesterday and talked about, Lighthouse Works, and he did an amazing job. In fact, he had me ready to come to work.
Oh, excellent.
No, I'm not quitting my job. Anyway, I will see you guys next week.
Okay, take care.
Sheila.
Take care, Sheila.
Thank you, Sheila.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Again, if you want to call in, it's 407-894-1680.
You have that down, Pat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You're doing good, Michael. You're on a roll. All right. So back to Kyle.
Yep.
So, as I was saying before, our mission is charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss, and that doesn't mean getting by or surviving. That means thriving. Okay. And my personal mission, and let me tell you, I was driving home Friday, and I thought to myself, "Hot damn, I love my job." And I always heard people say, you can love your job and then, completely. And I thought, well, wouldn't that be neat? I'm telling you, from Lee Nasihi, the CEO and president, down through our team and our board of directors and our volunteers and the alumni that come back and meeting people like Gary and seeing the measurable impact that Lighthouse creates. Folks, I work for an organization where every minute, every ounce of effort that I apply results in the improvement of human life. And I get paid to do that.
That's amazing.
Right? And it's an honor to do it because we see it's not about helping people. It's not about helping people because it feels good, right? The community does not invest in that. Lighthouse Central Florida is a nonprofit, and we need the community in order to be able to bring services like we brought you, Gary, and like you, Michael. We need the community because it's the community who invests along with the state of Florida and Division of Blind Services.
Absolutely.
We can't do it just on that. We have to have the community to help us. Guess what? They don't invest in helping people who are blind or visually impaired from birth through the end of life. They don't invest in that because it feels good.
Nope.
They want to see measurable impact. They want to see you start here and you end here. And I've heard.
We're going to break.
Oh,
stay right there. We're going to break. See you on the other side of Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Stay tuned. See you on the other side of the break. This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to
let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there. Your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone was 407-898-2483. WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
Hey, Michael.
What do you want?
You know what? You always talk about me cooking on a grill and you can't do it. Well, guess what? I found a grill that you can cook on.
Yeah, but wait, Gary. I'm afraid of the gas. I don't want to burn down my house.
Well, Smokin' Brothers took care of that. It's S-M-O-K-I-N Brothers. They made a grill, and it's made in USA, too, which is really cool. But it's a barbecue grill, it's a smoker, and it's a convection oven, and it's all done in electric. So there's no flames for you to put your hands into, Michael. How's that?
Are you saying it's a combination smoking grill and a barbecue grill all together?
Absolutely. And it is so safe.
Who's going to put it together?
Smokin' Brothers will put it together for you. They will not only put it together for you, but they'll install it for you. And Michael, this smoker only has one dial and has clicks you can hear every time you turn the temperature up or down. And I'm going to tell you what, Michael. This is a blind-friendly grill. A blind-friendly grill. Call Stu at Main Street Mower, Winter Garden. The phone number is 407-654-9299. That's
407-654-9299.
We're back. Oh, yeah. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's right. You can call us at 407-894-1680. Before we go any further, and after this call, we're going to do trivia, our first trivia. But we got Carl from Atlanta, Georgia. Carl?
Oh, Atlanta.
Atlanta,
hello,
Georgia.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
How are you doing, Carl?
I am so happy to hear you and your wife back on the radio again.
Well, I thank you so much, Carl.
Well,
great to hear you. Great to hear
you. I have an Emory Law professor who gave me a part-time job, proofreading his books on PDF on my computer with my software. And I did it for a while, and then it got too difficult. So now I got the Washington, what do you call it, Congress, Library of Congress. I'm listening to hours and hours and hours of different types of law so I can re-challenge this employment for this Emory Law professor. But I'm doing well, and my guide dog, Cupcake, from Southeastern Guide Dog School, we're doing well, and I just want to tell you, it's so good to hear y'all back on the radio.
Well, thank you so much.
It's
keep
to hear
on
your
listening,
voice, Carl.
I thank you for calling in. Thanks. Keep on listening. Let's go to trivia. Now, before we do this song, wait a minute, don't play it yet, Chris. This is about timing. This song is about timing. And also rejection. I want you to listen to the song. Tell me why this song, I picked it. And also the name of the group. I want two things. The name of the group and what made this song why I picked. Let me hear. Play the song now.
This is dedicated to the one I love. Because it's hard for me, my baby.
Okay. And by the way, anyone can call in. The sighted folks listening to WOKB, anyone can call in. Okay. Name two things. First, the name of that group, which is easy. But why I picked that song? Because that song has timing and rejection. Call me. 407. Call right now. 407-894-1680. See if you know. Think about it.
What do they win, Michael?
They're going to win a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Yay.
And a $10 slow dance gift card with Michael Golden.
Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts.
Yep. Okay.
Wow, this is our first trivia question.
It's the first one, and it has name of the group.
Oh, my gosh. Sheila hasn't called in yet.
No. Name of the group. Name of the group. And why I picked this song for rejection and timing.
Do I count?
Come on, come on.
Chris wants to know if he counts.
You did a hard one, Michael.
Family doesn't count.
Okay, so...
Well, he's got Google in front of him, too.
We're only going to... And if they're not calling in 5 minutes, I'm going to give the answer, and then we'll move on.
If Sheila doesn't know it, nobody does.
Michael and his older songs, right, Gary?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm trying to get him out of the mid-century.
You're never going to do it.
The music's so great.
I know.
A lot of people love the old songs.
But don't worry, folks. We'll get some later decades also.
Jackie, you there? You hear what Lynn is saying?
Jackie,
you know, I have to bring up something while I'm waiting for you, somebody to call in. This is very important. Well, since I've gone to Lighthouse and, let's just say, felt that I have my navigator, I call my navigator my cane.
I thought it was your wife.
Yeah, I was just
going to
say.
No, my cane. That's but I have to tell you something very important. And people that know me, that knew me before I was blind, and now they'll tell you something very important. People have told me that I've changed my personality, that I became a much nicer person since I've been blind. What?
Well, you can continue or take a call.
Take a call.
We have Keith from Winter Garden.
Oh, boy.
Keith from Winter Garden.
Do we know Keith?
That might be a new caller in.
Let's hear from Keith. Keith? Keith?
Yes.
Are you a new caller in her?
Yes.
Hey, our first new caller in.
Are you sighted?
Yes. All right.
Oh, you're sighted too. Great. Okay, so what's the name of the group?
Sharia.
Absolutely right. Now, what's the other part? That's the big part. Why is this port, this song, and there's a reason, timing. See if you know that one.
What's the
question? I don't know that one. I'm sorry.
Timing and rejection. Would you know the name of the song?
Dedication.
It's dedicated to the one,
to the one I love.
Right.
That was easy.
Yeah, got it. Wait a minute. I'm going to give you almost the answers if you know. You know when it came out?
Back in the, I would say the 60s.
No, it came, the song originally, now I'm going to give you the answer, but you'll win anyway.
I was
going to
say he won anyway.
Right.
Michael's making
give the
it
answer.
Complicated.
It originally came out in the late 50s, like 58, 59.
Oh.
And it was not a big song. The people rejected it. It became big on R&B, but it never went to the pops. It came. The Shirelles re-released it. Here comes the timing. They re-released it in 1962, and it became top five in the whole country. It went from, I think it went up to number three in the United States of America. And it came out in the 50s. Nobody wanted it. Rejected. Timing. So it went from a nothing song to one of the biggest songs in the country. And that's why people still know it, because the Shirelles dedicated to When I Love.
Absolutely.
So you have won.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. And give Chris your name and phone number, and we'll send you a $10 gift card.
And keep calling back.
Yeah, keep
calling. Take care.
Oh, by the way, you can't call in now for 2 weeks, because it's every 3 weeks you win. So I'm glad you're listening. I hope you like the show.
Spread the word.
Yes.
I hope you like the show and keep on listening. Because we want all the sighted people to listen to our show.
Absolutely.
Do you know anybody that's blind? Or visually impaired?
I had a friend that was blind, but he passed away.
Oh, okay.
We'll find you another one.
Take care. Thanks for calling
in. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Michael, we forgot to say one thing.
What? We forgot.
And he reminded me to let the listeners out there know that we love people that are sighted to call in and be part of our show.
I did say that,
because so many people have learned so much about how to react and be with a blind person, and to, they just learn so much about
it. Well, that's what we're all about. That's why we're educating.
Educating the public.
Sighted folks, and maybe the sighted folks have someone that they know is visually impaired, and they, it's locally, they like to go to the lighthouse and also help them, because a lot of people, rather than sit there, do nothing and keep on saying, I'm blind, I can't do anything.
Volunteers are so important, and not only to these, to that, as to our organizations, the National Federation of Blind, NFB, GOCB, Greater Orlando Council of Blind, and we'd love to have sighted people, because there's trips and things that we do that we could use a sighted person to help the ones that can't see anything.
Well, a lot of those folks, too, to learn about blindness, to learn about the potential of what people who are blind or visually impaired are capable of, to hear real stories. Lighthouse Central Florida, at our website, lighthousecentralflorida.org. That's lighthousecentralflorida.org. We have a button on there called the Blink Experience. The Blink Experience is a free one-hour, hands-on, interactive exploration of the vision rehabilitation services that Lighthouse provides. We have people every month in there, sighted folks that we put under blindfold, and we teach them to do things, and we make them do things, and it's very interactive and fun. Everyone has a great time, but I'll tell you one thing. Everyone leaves with a deep respect for what it is to lose your sight, a deep appreciation for their sight. They're humbled, and they're grateful that Lighthouse Central Florida is in the community just like I am. And when you talk about timing, Michael, I'm sure there are people out there listening to you, because I know a lot of people listen, that have not received services from Lighthouse Central Florida that would benefit from receiving services, but they're not coming for one reason or another. I hear time and time again adults say that they came in on their heels, right? Somebody was poking them and pushing them and prodding them. Go to Lighthouse, go to Lighthouse, go to Lighthouse, because they didn't want to go to some sad place, or they were angry and still or depressed. Let me tell you, the most common sound in Lighthouse Central Florida is laughter, okay? And if you're out there and you're wondering, you're thinking you can't do it, you just can't, you don't have it in you, you have it in you.
Kyle, stay right there for a second. Sure. I got to interrupt again. I thought of something, and I heard something today almost simultaneously. Listen to this phrase. It was a great phrase. I didn't make it up. I heard it today. And listen to this. You know, in the blind community, it's all about mindset. But listen to this phrase. In order to have a positive life, you have to have a positive mind.
That's right.
They go hand in hand. So if you have a negative mind, then you're going to be a negative person. You're going to be a positive person, you have a positive way of life. And that's where it starts. Because the point being is very simple. All those folks that can't do too much because only one reason. They might have lost their career. And my answer is, why'd you lose your career? Oh, because you were sighted and you lost it. So now you're blind. So my answer is, go get another career. Well, I'm sorry, I can't do that. Why not? That goes back to the positive mind. You go back to a lighthouse, and they'll start teaching you other things. You learn a computer, learn other things. I did. I went from an industry that I was in over 50 years to being in the radio world. So I've been in the radio world now about six and a half years. So I was never in the radio
world.
Who
knew, right, Michael?
Right, who knew?
Who knew we would end up in radio from making clothes?
Well, you know, what you're talking about, positive mindset, and you're talking about the disposition of I can, okay? That's the two things. Those are universal. Those don't have anything to do with whether you can see or not. I understand that when your vision is taken away, that it puts a dent in that. Well, Lighthouse Central Florida and groups like the GOCB and this radio show with the Golders, we're all about getting you over that hump. Because once you get over that hump, and once you get that confidence back and get the training and get that opportunity, and you take that opportunity, you do it now. When we talk about timing, you don't reject it. When you do that, a whole nother world opens up for you. And Gary, you know, you're a testament to that.
Thank you. And I tell you what, this is something that Kyle even forgot to say. It doesn't cost anything to go there.
Yeah, hold on. It does cost something, but not to you if you need her help.
Absolutely.
I just want to, you know, sometimes people say, well, you know, it's free. It doesn't cost anything. No, there is a tremendous cost to what we do. Our annual operating budget is huge, but we have We work with the Division of Blind Services to get some of that done, and then this community.
But there's no money out of their pocket to go to a school.
It's a no fee. Yeah, because we're a community resource, and we rely on the community, and that's why a big part of my job is director of sustainability and communication.
Oh, there's no excuses then. They can't say they can't afford to go, because you're saying is for the person to come in that doesn't have that much money right now, it's not costing them a dime out of their pocket.
Well, what about those people say they can't get there, Kyle? Yeah. What about that?
Listen, we have a caller, my man Greg from Palm Harbor.
Oh,
there's another new one, I think.
Greg Lindbergh. Hi, Greg Lindbergh.
Oh, Greg, yes.
Greg?
Hi, how's it going, guys?
So you mentioned a town, and we're pretty much, Greg, how you doing?
One thing, Greg.
Good, congratulations.
Thank you, Greg. We didn't do shout-outs to everybody. We'd be here all day, but we definitely have you in our hearts and our minds, so we're really glad you called. Okay.
Cool, yeah. I missed the beginning of the show. Did you have Charles do the voiceover intro of the show?
Very soon,
in the next couple of weeks, hopefully. When he feels better, he'll be doing the intro.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm looking forward to those deep tones. Yeah.
There you go. Absolutely.
But Chris did a great job, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Chris, our new board op did those.
Oh, cool. He did a good intro. And then is your website up yet? Or?
Yes. It is. And the Facebook page.
Okay, what's the website?
It's just blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
We're doing something I'll talk about a little bit later, maybe after the next break, about our website, so I'll talk about it then. But go to the website and listen. Why don't you give the website number, Lynn? The website.
Oh, I just did.
I didn't hear you.
I did.
blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Yay!
Hey, Greg, listen too. Yes. Only Michael didn't.
You're hired. That's funny. Oh, goodness.
All right. I just wanted
to
say congrats.
Thanks for calling.
Okay. Yeah, I missed the show so much.
We missed you, and we'll talk to you again. We have to take another caller. We have to be fair, okay?
Okay, thanks, Greg.
Take care.
We have Jason from West Palm Beach.
Oh, Jason.
All righty.
Our main man.
Jason.
Hey, Michael and Lynn, how you doing?
How you doing, Jason?
Good. It is so good to hear you guys back.
Jason Goldfield from West Palm Beach.
Yes.
Yeah.
How's Wanda doing?
Everybody's doing good.
Good.
Yeah. I just want to make a quick comment about the guest that you have on there. And, you know, this is so much at home here for me because I work for an agency like the Lighthouse there in Orlando, and I'm their technology instructor. And you know, being an employee of an agency that serves the blind and works with the blind, and, you know, when we see clients that come in and that don't have any skills, and they come in with a bad attitude and they think they can't do anything, and once they go through our program, whatever program they come in for their services, and they leave with such a different attitude and just a different mindset. It's more of a mindset than an attitude. And, you know, that's worth it. That means that we obviously did our job right, and that person, you know, gained a extremely valuable skill that they didn't have when they came in our doors. Mm. So, you know, no matter where people are in the state of Florida or throughout the country, you know, there are agencies out there, and you just have to go and look for the services.
Take that step. Yeah, you're right, Greg.
Yeah. Well,
this is Jason.
Excuse me, Jason. Yeah. I was reading Greg on the screen.
Jason, thank you very much for calling
in.
Talk to you later, Jason. Talk to you, Jason.
Take care, Jason.
Bye now.
Oh, we're going to break. Yep. See you on the other side of break. Stay tuned for the Blind Matters. I don't believe I just said that.
Stay tuned to
Blind and Beyond
Radio
Show.
They were waiting for that.
You have a blind child? Then early intervention led by the infant and toddler development specialists. Lighthouse's team of early intervention mentors works with children who are blind or visually impaired and their families in a child's natural environment to develop and implement individualized training programs that will help maximize the child's best potential. Small group sessions are available to facilitate children's social skills and provide the opportunity for families to support each other. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
For over 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Visual impairment doesn't have to break the human spirit. Through teaching, caring, and training, and compassion, Lighthouse Central Florida gives people with sight impairment the skills that they need to achieve their full potential to live independently and maintain and improve their quality of life. These are truly life-changing programs. So call Lighthouse Central Florida today. The phone number to call is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483. Mike, are you here? Nope.
We are back. Oh, yeah. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's right. We're back. And we have a caller on the line. Uh-oh. Nicole from West Palm Beach.
Oh, Nicole. Nicole.
Hey, Nicole. How you doing?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
Hi, Nicole.
Glad to hear your voice.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe somebody come in my room and pinch me. I can't believe you guys are back on.
It's
amazing.
Great. It's great.
Here's a virtual pinch.
Well, I don't know. I'm having trouble because while you were gone for a while, Anthony Hodges and I decided to become e-pals.
Mm-hmm.
So we were writing back and forth. And I don't know. I'm having trouble streaming you guys.
Well, guess what? Starting the 10th of May, you'll be able to hear us on a station 740 on AM down by you, or FM. I don't know the FM station, but you'll hear us on South Florida, where you live, West Palm Beach, down to North Miami, all the way. Yeah, there'll be AM and FM down there starting May 10th. We'll be down there live.
So we're growing.
What?
But it's 7:40. 7:40. Right?
Yep. Right. A.M. And this FM. You'll be hearing more in the next couple of weeks. We'll be talking about it. We go live down South Florida.
We're growing.
Yep.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Hey.
I just want to ask, huh?
It's like riding a bicycle. It's so good to be back on a bike again.
Well, thanks for calling in, Nicole. We gotta go.
Yes.
Thank
Nicole.
You so okay. much. Thank you.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I love you guys.
All right.
Keep calling.
Love you too.
Now it's. Trivia time. Yeah. Trivia time.
3 minutes,
wait,
Michael.
Yeah. Now listen, this song, I'm going to give you an easy one. I want you to listen to this song and tell me the timing of this song. Something in this song was the first ever done in R&B music. Listen to the song. You got to tell me what was first about the song. In the song, you listen to it. There's something happening in this song, and I also want the name of the group. Chris, play the song. All right. What's the name of that group? And in that song, something was going on in that song. It was the first time when you hear that music in the background. What do you hear in that music? First time, I want to know the answer, the name of the group, and what was happening. It was the first time ever in R&B music.
Hey, Kyle.
Phone number is 407-
894-1680. Kyle, I got a question. You're a little young. Do you know these songs?
Just because I listen to this stuff, you know, and we have this kind of music on in our home.
Well, good.
You know, when we're cleaning and cooking and...
That song was top 10 record for a long time. The group is big.
This is good music.
While we're waiting, I want to talk... Shut the music off a little background. I want to tell the folks a little bit something about our website. I want to tell you a little something about our website. We made a little change in our radio show. And this is to help us because we're nonprofit. Yes, we have a few advertisers and great sponsored by Lighthouse. But we also need your help. So here's the story. If you want to listen to any podcast and if you want to become a member of our show, we're doing it together, connecting the two dots together. When you go to our website, we hope you'll join our membership. The membership is $20 every 26 weeks or 6 months, $20. You get to listen to as many podcasts as you want for the next 6 months. We give you 30% off any of the shirts and hats we'll have. And for the first 60 people who join, we're giving you a bracelet that says Blind and Beyond Radio Show. It's a silicone bracelet. Goes around your
wrist. It stretches, it fits everybody.
Yes, it fits everybody. And that's free. So we're going to have a lot of things happening, and we would like you to participate and help us stay on the airways for a long, long time to go. Yes, we have advertisers, but we also need your help. Because one of the things in question, we're only on for 2 hours. We can only have so many advertisers, so we need you help to help us, help yourself. Hey, so please go to the website. Lynn, what's the website?
It's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. O-R-G.
Okay. Anybody online?
No.
Yeah, it's the top of the hour. Station ID. You ready?
Okay. Yeah, let's go.